Coach, they seem to really have a lot of moving parts on their defensive line. Their 3-4 base and their sub packages are very different in terms of guys' size, what they do. Right. How much do what their personnel they put on the field affects what you guys want to do on offense?
I mean, always ability, you know, comes into play. I don't think it impacts you as much as obviously personnel influences what you can and can't do. But it's as much scheme as anything else. And so the thing that makes it very difficult is it's a very sophisticated package. You know, it really is. And because it's based or stemmed out of a 3-4, when they go to their four down look, it's really outside linebackers in many occasions as the defensive end. So they can implement all types of blitz packages where they're dropping ostensibly defensive ends, but they're linebackers, so they're good cover guys. So it makes you, you know, you got to be on top of your game. You got to have a good plan offensively how to protect your quarterback, but also you got to because of the things that they're able to do, the very blitz package they have. You got to be sharp and play well to have a chance to neutralize all the pressures that they bring, which are significant. They're going to blitz about 50% of the time. And you got to be able to handle them. Now you get opportunities because of it, but if you don't protect it, then you're going to be struggling. It'll be a long day.
What did Kevin could you?
Matthews on every play?
Yeah, no, you know what? He's obviously a terrific football player, but you know the thing that impresses me as much as anything is his effort. You know, he puts forth phenomenal effort. So where he, this sounds ridiculous to say, and I don't know how to say it in a way that makes sense to everybody, but obviously, as a pass rusher, he's outstanding. As you know, when you run at him, but where he jumps out at me different than anybody else, when the play goes away from him, he's relentless. I mean, he thinks he's going to make those plays, and he does because of effort. And you know, obviously, he has enough speed to chase things down, but it's his effort as much as anything. So that's what, as a football coach, I wish it was on our team, but I mean, I certainly appreciate it seeing from him. But because of that, even on plays away, you got to be aware that if you let up, he thinks he's making a tackle.
Did the club limit him at all from what you saw? I mean, that was
it's a glove. You know, I think it limited him, you know, what he could do, grabbing and, you know, pulling and doing some of the things that he uses to avoid being blocked. But, you know, it's his speed as much as anything that makes him, and his spin move and all that other stuff that didn't impact at all. I'm sure it hurt him, but it's, you know, they say they're going to cut it down, unfortunately, and so we'll have to deal with him more at his best.
Well, Kemp, could you talk about Brown and, you know, what he maybe brings in terms of you guys being able to do some more play-action stuff?
Yeah, well, I mean, as you guys asked last week, what did I expect? You know, I expect him to play well, but you never know until you get into the game situation how he's going to respond, you know, how far along he is in his conditioning, everything else. Now, he wound up playing exceptionally well. You know, yeah. I mean, the way the game was going, we wound up running the ball more than maybe we had anticipated doing going into the game. You know, usually what happens, what you hope is an outgrowth of running the ball well, is that now people have to respond to your run game, and out of respect to that, it should open up some play action opportunities. That's what you're hoping for, obviously, in a you know, perfect idealistic world. You hope that's going to take place.
How confident are you? You want to go ahead?
No, go ahead.
How confident are you going forward that he can be a guy you can kind of lean on as your primary guy, and considering, you know, he's a guy who's had such a past injury history, that he could carry that kind of load?
I mean, it's impossible for me to know. It's impossible for anybody to know. You just hope. I know he's done everything he can to get himself, you know, as physically ready he can for the rigors of you know, being the, you know, primary ball carrier. But You just don't know. You're just rolling the dice. We'll play him as long as we can and hope that it'll last the whole season. We expect it to. We have no reason to think otherwise, but I mean, no one knows.
We've asked you a lot about the big play passing game. Is reestablishing the play action a big key to that, to going more downfield?
You know, if you talk to all the pundits, they'll say that's what it is. You know, that has not necessarily been the way we've been successful with it. Ours has become more often out of just drop back. But certainly, theoretically, you know, as you draw it up schematically, you would hope, just like I was mentioning before, you would hope that, you know, they'll play more single high. That gives your guys more one-on-one opportunities. And in the one-on-one opportunities, you hope that your guys are going to win. You know, we haven't been as good, you know, this year as we've been in the past. We, you know, as always, it's not just one player or one area. It's all of us. We all got to do a little bit better job, whether it's protection, running routes, throwing the ball. We left a lot of offense out on the field last week, and that was very disappointing for us. You know, we are very happy the way we sustained ball control and all that stuff. The last 2 weeks have been outstanding. But certainly there's been some chances that we haven't capitalized on.
It appears that I mean, I haven't counted, but it appears that you're not taking as many shots downfield. Is that true? I mean, are you taking just as many as you used to?
You know what? I haven't counted them, so I don't really know. I have on occasions where I feel like we're struggling in certain areas, maybe not exposed us to that, you know, that high risk, high reward type of play, maybe not as much. I play every game out, you know, with the same thought, hey, we're going to be aggressive, we're going to do this, we're going to do that. But as the game's unfolding, I'll adapt or modify what I'm doing based upon, you know, how's our defense doing? How are we doing? How are we protecting? You know, can we go back long enough to hold and throw the deep ball? So, you know, I kind of play it by ear based upon how the game's playing out.